We're on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. We're going to go back a few lines. Sover Lak Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. The Gemara said that the Chachamim who say that that if you shecht on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so you are potter from the Knas, is not because of the Gemara says talking where you shechted yourself, and it's not because of Kim Leva the Rab Minei, but it's because of Shechita Shein Ru'uya, because if you shecht on Shabbos, the animal's also. So the Gemara says, the Maisa says in the Mishnah, not like that. Hashochi b'Shabbos shchitasok sheira. So the Gemara says, Sover lak Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. That's where we're going to start. That the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, who say that Maisa Shabbos is osur. The Tanya, Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'shogeg yochal, b'meizid lo yochal divrei Meir. A person who cooks on Shabbos or does any other malacha. There's a difference between different kinds of malachas. Cooking is unique in the fact that the malacha makes a change in the thing itself. A malacha like chotzah may be different because there's no change in the thing itself. So carrying something from one rishus to another may not have this same halacha. But any other halachas like shechting, so you made a change in the animal itself, right, is similar to cooking. So if you cook on Shabbos b'shogeg, then you're allowed to eat it. Rashi says, b'shogeg yochal afilu bo b'yom, and it doesn't make a difference between who. If it's b'shogeg, the person who did it, and everybody else can eat the thing already on Shabbos. B'meizid lo yochal divrei Meir, and b'meizid, right, lo yochal. So Rashi learns hu la'olam, he never can eat it. If he did it b'meizid, they gave him a knas that he never can eat the thing. If he cooked something on Shabbos b'meizid, he can never eat it. And avalacherim Yisraelim ochlim, but other people could eat it. That's how Rashi here learns in Reb Meir that shogeg, everybody can eat it even on Shabbos. Mezid, the person himself, can never eat it, and everybody else can eat it on even on Shabbos. Okay, that's Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer, b'shogeg yochal motzoi Shabbos. B'shogeg, right? Rashi learns hu lemotzei Shabbos v'lo bo b'yom. If you cook something b'shogeg on Shabbos, then the person who did it, even though it's shogeg, can only eat it motzei Shabbos. He can't eat it on Shabbos. He doesn't have to wait kedei shiyase, but immediately motzei Shabbos is allowed to eat it. The kansin and shogeg atu mezid, because we're afraid that if we permit you to eat it on Shabbos, the shogeg you'll eat it the mezid too. But the mezid lo yochal alomis, the mezid, you're not allowed to eat it, you yourself never allowed to eat it, right? Ela acherim, but other people can eat it, Rashi learns. Mezid yochal hu olamis ela acherim. So, according to Rashi, there are other ways of learning this machlokas. Reb Meir holds that there's never a difference between that's not true. There's what's it called? The only difference between the person who did it and other people is b'mezid. B'shogeg, everybody can eat it already on Shabbos. B'mezid, it depends. If you did it, then you never could eat it. And other people could eat it immediately on Shabbos. Okay, that's Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda holds that if you did it b'shogeg, no one can eat it on Shabbos, only Motzei Shabbos. And if you did it b'mezid, you can't eat it forever. And other people can eat it Motzei Shabbos. Okay. Reb Yochanan Sandler Omer, b'shogeg yochal Motzei Shabbos l'acherim. And Rabbi Yochanan Sandler says that b'shogeg, then what's it called? Only other people can eat it Motzei Shabbos. Okay, you can never eat it, and other people can eat it on Motzei Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. The lolo, the mezid lo yochol lo mis lolo v'lo acherim. If you did it b'mezid, it's asur to everybody forever. No one can ever eat it. It's asur forever. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. My time at the Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, k'dorish Reb Chiya apischa de v'nesia, u'shmartim es haShabbos ki kodesh hi lachem. Ma kodesh asur b'achila, af ma'is haShabbos asurim b'achila. Shabbos is like kodesh, Just like Kodesh is Osir Bachila, so too Shabbos, Maisa Shabbos is Osir Bachila. Gemara says, Ma Kodesh Osir Ba'anoa, Af Maisa Shabbos Osir Ba'anoa. Even Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds only Osir to eat. But you could sell it to a goy. You're allowed to have Hanoa from it. Right? Why don't we learn from Kodesh? Just like Kodesh is Osir Ba'anoa, so Maisa Shabbos also Osir Ba'anoa. Talmud Lomer Lochem, Shalochem Yehe. It says Lochem. Kodesh Hi Lochem. So the Lachem comes to tell me that it's not Osir Bahano. And the Kodesh comes to tell me that it's Osir Bachila. Yochel Afila B'Shogeg. I might think that that applies even B'Shogeg. And Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds no, B'Shogeg, it's mutter for other people. You can't eat it, but it's mutter for other people. So it's not the Isser in itself, it's just a Knas for the person himself, B'Shogeg. Talmud Lomer, Mechaleleha Mos Yumos. The end of the Pasuk is, Mechaleleha Mos Yumos. The Mezir Amarti Lechovelo B'Shogeg. Okay, only b'meizer, not b'shogeg. So according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Maisa Shabbos is osur min haTorah if you did it b'meizer, and it's osur to everybody, and it's only osur b'achila, not b'hanah. And according to the other sheetahs of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, it's only osur min the Rabbanan, and they argue how much the Rabbanan osur. Did they osur shogeg atu meizer, or they didn't osur shogeg atu meizer? And who is it osur to on Shabbos? Who's it osur to after Shabbos? Okay. Chirashi. My time is Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. But Rabbi Yochanan Sandler gasin in Yochal le'achirim le'Yisrael. Other Jews can eat it, right? B'shogeg. But if you did it b'mezid lo lo v'lo le'achirim Yisrael. Avamoch rovenosu lo v'yikol. But you could sell it to a goy. Jews can't eat it. It's Osir Bachila, but it's not Osir Bahanoa. My time is Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. The Omer Maisa Shabbos Asurim Bachila. Why did Rabbi Yochanan Sandler say that Maisa Shabbos are Osir Bachila? Not only Otz Knas, but it's Osir Be'etzim. Once you cook something on Shabbos, that becomes Osir to eat forever, for everybody. Yochla Fila B'Shogeg, Te Osir Bachila Im Shogeg B'Bishr Shaloyodesh Shabbos. You forgot it was Shabbos and you cooked something. Or you didn't know that this is called cooking. You didn't know cooking was Osir on Shabbos. It's Shogeg. How do I know that it doesn't become osur min haTorah that way? Right? Only when you did it b'mezid, that had there been edim and asra, you would get misa. Then the product is osur. But mezid amarti, she osur kikodesh. The hagabi chiyub misa k'siva lo b'shogeg. The pasuk of kikodesh who is talking in a case where you would be chayiv misa for doing that similar malach. Okay, pligi bo rav acha v'ravina. Chad omer maisa shabbos d'oraisa, v'chad omer d'rabbanan. And this machlokis, tanoim, l'maisa is a machlokis, amoroim, how behold, if maisa shabbos is osur min haTorah like Rav Yochanan and Sandler, or maisa shabbos is only osur min d'rabbanan like Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, and machlokis, how the Rabbanan made their Isser. Chad omer maisa shabbos d'oraisa, v'chad omer d'rabbanan, man omer d'oraisa k'damor. The one who says d'oraisa is like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, and he learns it from kikodesh, that it's osur b'achila because of kodesh, it's not osur b'hanoa because it says lochem. Man omer d'rabbanan, omer kro kodesh he kodesh vein maseh kodesh. Other, he learns from that passage just the opposite. That Shabbos is Kodesh, but not the resultant Malacha is not Kodesh. It's not Osir. Uleman de Omer de Rabbonon, Mai Tamayu de Rabbonon de Patre. According to the Rabbonon who say that Maisa Shabbos is not Osir. So why did the Rabbonon hold that your Pater, if you shecht on Shabbos from Dalet Vehe, from the Knas? L'chor, according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, and according to Reb Shimon, that Shechita Sheina Ru'uya is not Shechita. So if you shecht on Shabbos and the thing becomes Osir, it's not mutter to eat. It's Shechita Sheina Ru'uya. Mela, you didn't shecht. So there's no Knas. That's why you're Potter. But if you hold like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, right? If the Rabbanan over there would hold like, not like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, then shechti on Shabbos, mi'ikar adin, it's mutter. It's only the Rabbanan that asked it. But min haTorah, it's mutter, so it's Shechita Ru'uya. So then why are you Potter? Why are you Potter from the Knas? Right? If we hold that you did it through somebody else. You didn't do it, but if you hold that, what's it called? That Kim Leber de Rab Mine is, what's it called? No, why are you parted from the Knas? L'chora, what's it called? Let's see, right. Right time of the Rabbanon, the Pligi of the Rabbi Meir, Upatri Miknas, Arboda Chamisha, Hol the To, Uve Toveach al Yidei. Ah, right. Since the Gemara said it's talking where you shecht it through somebody else. So if you shecht it through somebody else, you're not Chayiv Misa. Right? Now, if they held, like Rabbi Yochanan of Sandler, the reason you're Potter is because even though you shecht it through somebody else, the reason you're Potter is not because of Kim Leber the Rab Mine, because it's not a Shechita. Shechita Shein Aruya. But if they don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan of Sandler, they hold like the like Reb Meir of Yehuda, so then it is Shechita Ru'uya, and you didn't shecht, so you're not Chayiv Misa. Why are you potter from a Knas? It's not, you shouldn't be potter because it's not a Shechita, and you shouldn't be potter because of Kim Leiter Rabbi. You should be Chayiv. So why did the Rabbanon hold you potter? Right? My time at the Rabbanon, the Pligi of the Reb Meir, Upatri Miknas Arba V'Chamisha Hoel V'Toveach Al Yedei Acher Okimna. Hashchita ruuya hi midoraisa. In our Torah, it's a shchita ruuya. It's only the rabbanon that answers the product. So Mora answers, keep kopati rabbanon sha'ara, right? Enochanami. It's not going on that case when the rabbanon said potter from the knas. It's not going on the case of shochet b'shabbos. It's going on the case of what's it called? The other cases, shochet lavodazora shura nisko, but not shochet b'shabbos. Enochanami. The rabbanon will hold you chayv a knas then. Asha'ar avodis kochon v'asher anisko. So Mora asks, avodis kochon, when you shech to avodis kochonim, why should you be chayiv a knas? Kiven de shochet be pursa, it's by avodis zara, as soon as you shech one simen, even before you finish the shechita, right? It's not dependent on shechita, it's dependent on serving avodis zara. And therefore, as soon as you shech to the first simen, the whole animal becomes awesome. Either ki katavach lav demari katavach, and therefore once it becomes aser, it's no longer the property of the owner. It's an isur hanah. So you didn't shecht what you stole from the owner, because it doesn't belong to the owner anymore. So when you finished the shechita, it didn't belong to him. So you weren't toveach u'mocher what you stole, because what you stole belonged to the nignav up until the time you shechted the first simon. Now the behemoth becomes aser b'hanah, it doesn't belong to him anymore. So you shechted when you finished the shechita, which your chayiv valid vehei didn't belong to the person. Omar Rava ba'omer bigmar zvicha hu ovta, where you specified I'm not serving this idol except with the entire shechita. So it doesn't become aser with the first simon, only at the end of the shechita. At the same time that it becomes aser, you also are over the knas. And since the what's it called is not worth anything, the mela what's it called you don't pay. According to the Rabbanan. The Mora says, Shur Anisko Lavdi Dehu. Once the Shur was judged to be a Shur Anisko, doesn't belong to the owner anymore. It's also Banah. So you stole it, what's it called, and it didn't belong to the owner. So why are you Chayav Dalad Dehe? Amar Rabba, Hachamay Eskin, Kon Shemosu L'Shomer. What happened was, the owner gave it to a Shomer to watch. The Hizik with a Shomer, and the animal gored while it was in the Rishus of the Shomer, and it was became Chayiv Misa in the Rishus of the Shomer. The Nigmar Dine Veve Shomer, the Gan Vogan Veve Shomer, the Gan stole it from the Shomer. For Reb Meir Sover Lok Reb Yaakov, the Sover Lok Reb Shimon. He holds a Reb Yaakov and he holds a Reb Shimon. Sover Lok Reb Yaakov the Omer Af Mishen Nigmar Dino Hechziro Shomer Labai Lab Musa. Reb Yaakov holds that if I have a short that I took responsibility for, and while it was in my rishus, without my pshia, it went out and gored, and what's it called? I watched it or whatever, but an onus happened, it went out and gored, and now it became osur banah. So, am I chayiv to pay for that shor or not? The shor is still alive. So the Rabbi Yaakov holds, you can say, harei shalach lefonecha, I'm giving you gave me a shor, I'm giving you back a shor. I, the shor is osur banah, it's not my problem. Right, you gave me a shor, I'm giving it back to you. The sover lo krib shimon, he also holds a krib shimon, the omer dover agorim lamamon kemamon dami. Since this shor could pater the, if now if the shor died, then I have to pay for it. because I'm not giving you back a shor, I give back the money. So if the shor is alive, I could use that, the shomer could use that to pay his debt to the mafkid. So it's dover hagorim lamama, and that's kemama. Therefore, even though it's osur bahana, it still has a value. The value would be that the shomer could use it to pater his chiyuv. So something is gorim lamama is a din of mama, and therefore you're chayev a knas, even though it's a shor niskol, even though it's osur bahana. Okay, Rashi. Kivin de shochet be pursa itzerle the omar mar hoisa behemes chaveru revutzel ifnei avodah shechovim kivin she shochet basimin echad asura. If you have an animal that's lying in front of a avodah zara, and you come and you say I'm serving the avodah zara by shechting this animal, it becomes asur immediately as soon as you shecht even a little bit. Lav the mariketovach v'meila, when you finish the shechita, it didn't belong to the owner anymore because asur bano. So it's relay. The chiyuva de tashlumi abrove chamisha tvicha ksibahu. The ad gmar shchita lo mechayev. Tvicha means you finish the shchita. So when you finish the shchita, it didn't belong to the owner anymore because it was osur b'hanoah. Umikmi de moti gmar shchita itzer b'hanoah abaleho. Mahi shaita afsa domine. It was basically lost from him. So you didn't shecht it when it belonged to the owner. The isalo hadra be'ena v'lav de morehu. The Omer Gmar Zvichahu Ovda, so it says, no, he says where he specified that he's only serving the Avodah Zarah with a complete Shechita. Until then, he doesn't intend to serve the Avodah Zarah. Lavodah Shechodim, Eno Ovid Lavodah Shechodim Ad Gmar Zvichah. Pluks of Yaakov Bavakama, Hechziru Shomer Labayil of Mugzer, the Omer Lei, Torah Ishlamisli, Torah Ashlimislach. You gave me a shore, I'm giving you back a shore. The fact is, the shore is also Banah, it's not my problem. Even though the shor is not worth anything, it is worth something. It's worth something to the shomer, because he can use it to pay his debt. Okay, shavi midi gorim lamamenu dechilesa boy l'shlumi le'torah ma'alik. If the shor would be dead, he'd have to pay for it. Now that it's alive, he can return it the way that it is. So the shor is gorim lamamenu. The Reb Shimon bava kamba perik meruba kotchim shechay b'achriyuson. Mishalim arbove chamisha mishim degorin lamamenu. Somebody stole a shlomim, right? Lechora, it doesn't belong to the guy. Shlomim, it belongs to the rabbanu shalom, right? But it's gorin lamamo, because as long as it's alive, he can be yotze his nether with it. If it dies, he has to bring another one. So even though it's not his, but it's his as much that it's gorin lamamo. It can save him from having to pay other things. The afagav the hegdish lab moment by levu uve hegdish lo shayach knas to rei euksiv. Still, it's called dovra gorim lemamon, and therefore Reb Shimon holds you have to pay a knas. The same thing over here, even though the animal's also banor because it was a shor anisko, since it's gorim lemamon for the shomer, it's considered what's it called still mamon, and if you shecht it, you're chayiv dalav vehei.